If I can have your attention in the media center and upstairs in the press box, we will begin today's post race for the Hollywood Casino 400. And we're joined by the runner-up finisher of today's race, Kurt Busch, driver of the number one Monster Energy Haas Automation Ford for Stuart Haas Racing. Kurt, you know, wild race out there. You're able to bring this home second. Please walk us through your day.
For us, we had a real adventurous day. Actually, I brushed the wall early on and got a lap down and had to dig out of that hole all day. And, you know, for the call early to stay out and then to put on scuff tires to limpet home through one of the stages, that was a gutsy call by Tony Gibson. And I have to say, you know, hats off to Gibson for that, because that put us back on the same sequence with the leaders and the tires. And that gave us the same amount of sets of stickers that we could use towards the end of the race. But, man, I tell you, the restarts, when you have scuffs and you have a couple heat cycles on them, they're just not the same tire. And guys are buzzing the tires. Guys are sliding all over. I was one of them. And, you know, the big accident on the back, it just, these tires, you feel like you've got them under control. And then the next thing you know, you don't, because the cars are really you know, unstable once they get a couple heat cycles on them. But all in all, Tony Gibson deserves this second-place finish. He got on me pretty hard on Saturday morning after qualifying. He said, you know, we got a brake problem. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you know, you didn't use brake, and that's why we didn't run good in round two and run three. And I'm like, man, I never use brake in qualifying. So he actually really pissed me off. And I spent all race pretty agitated. And at the end, I made sure I used brake and brought it home in second.
We are also joined by today's third-place finisher, and that is none other than Ryan Blaney, driver of the number 21 Omnicraft Auto Parts Ford for the Wood Brothers Racing, advancing on into the round of eight in the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. You know, Kurt had an adventurous run. You had to start all the way from the back to come home third. Please walk us through your day.
Yeah, it was a long day for sure, especially coming from the back. And we made decent ground before the competition caution, and we were able to work on our car before the first stage end. And honestly, it's hard to really work on your car when you're coming from the back like that, because you're in traffic and you don't really know what you need when you get out, you know, in a little bit cleaner air. So that was kind of hard to work on it early on in the race. But we made a good call of pitting early during the first stage and then staying out with maybe 10 laps on our tires. And we were able to hold some guys off and run pretty good in the first stage. And that really set us up, you know, in the cycle to pit with the front group. So that really helped out. But really proud of the effort after, you know, the deal that happened Friday, having to start in the back and then coming back and having a pretty fast car there at the end. Really all race is, shows some pretty great resilience of the Wood Brothers team. And it definitely feels good to be moving on for sure.
Okay, we'll open the floor for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic to you. We'll start with Sean. We'll go back to Pat.
Sean Roney, Dos Mundos newspaper here in Kansas City. I think Kurt had kind of alluded to this, and this is for both of you. Just in what ways were you all able to kind of regroup your pit crew and yourselves as drivers with that wreck in on lap 199 that took out several vehicles, including the 19 car?
In all honesty, you just have to be in the right place at the right time. And I'd say today I spent 99% of my restarts on the bottom lane, and that's just the way it unfolded. So I would really look at Lady Luck on that as the first reason why we were able to escape that situation. And secondly, I mean, yeah, you're driving cautiously on the restarts with scuffs because guys are able to get sideways really easy. And you just hope that you're in the right place and you're able to make a move to get away from all the trouble.
Yeah, pretty much what Kurt said. I was right behind him on the bottom when that happened, and this tire is unforgiving at this racetrack, and I saw the 77 get really loose. And when someone gets that free and that sideways, there's a 50% chance he's going to come back up from the field. And unfortunately, that's what happened. But, you know, some of that is luck for sure, being on the bottom and being able to get clear of that. You know, we've both been in positions to where we've been in the wrong spot at the wrong time and been caught up in it. So it's just kind of luck of the draw on one of those deals. But, you know, you try to avoid it the best you can. But sometimes it is fortunate where you're at sometimes.
Good. So Pat?
Pat Tacola, NASCAR.com for Ryan. Just curious what your expectations for your team were before the season, and if you've met them or have not exceeded them yet, or you know, what, where are you?
I didn't really have any expectations before the year, to be honest with you. I don't really set that stuff up in my mind. I just kind of go out and just try to perform to the best of our abilities, and whatever happens, happens. And you know, I think we've done a great job this year. I would say this is probably the most fun I've ever had racing with anybody, whether it's, you know, no matter what car. And they just make it a really fun year, and just to be competitive and still be in this thing is just a bonus, to be honest with you. And so I didn't really have any goals, expectations. I just wanted us to do well and see where it, you know, ended up. And it's going pretty decent for us right now, so hopefully we can keep that going.
Do we have any questions up in the press box?
Tom, Kurt, so many times you're on the bad end of Lady Luck. I mean, you know, to finally just kind of get around everything and put it together and finish second, is this something you guys can build on, the 41 team can build on for the rest of the season?
Yeah, it was nice to have things unfold in our favor today, even though I brushed the wall and got us a lap down early. The mentality that I've been trying to accept right now is run for 10th and try not to push the car too hard. And, you know, anything above 10th is icing on the cake. And you just go where you can. And I've been trying to drive it too hard. You know, there's guys like a seven-time champion who spun in front of me today just because of the insecurity that these cars have when they're side-by-side and the way that they're affected by the air. And so I know for us, we're not on the positive side of the grip level curve. we're right behind it. And so I just need to keep the car at that level. And, yeah, we'll try to build on it. It's a matter of just keeping track of the adjustments throughout the race and making sure that we use every set of sticker tires that we possibly can and get the most out of sticker tires. When we have scuffs, we struggle. We're a 15th place car on scuffs.
Additional questions from the press box?
None at this time. Thank you.
Any more questions down here in the deadline room? Well, gentlemen, congratulations on your finish today. Good luck next week in Martinsville.